Okay, let's talk about two of the jewels in the crown of Albion. First of all, Chris Brunt getting his new contract. Since he came back from injury, his form has been actually astounding, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's done very well, Brunty. Obviously, he had the bad injury. It takes a while to recover. But he's shown, since he got back into the team, the qualities that has got him through 10 years. You know, we're very, very pleased that we've managed to tie him down for another year and then another year's option.
He's the kind of player as well that does whatever a manager asks him to do. He might have to switch to left back, he might have to go...
Not always. No, he's been a fantastic servant to the football club. Him, you know, Morrison, obviously we'll talk about Morrison in a minute as well, who's been at the club for 10 years and plays his 300th game tomorrow at West Ham. They've done fantastic for the football club. But the football club have done fantastic by them as well. And I think there's been a real, real good marriage at this football club between quite a few players in respect of the period they've spent here.
Not too many players in the Premier League who have better delivery with the left foot into the penalty area than Chris, are they?
No, Brunty's delivery has been first class, and it's been important to us in the time that I've been here. It's been very, very important.
You mentioned James Morrison, his 300th game coming up, and another long servant who adds something when he's on the field for you.
Yeah, James is a terrific player. He's got fantastic vision, scores a goal. Him and Chadley have given us that little bit extra in our creativity. And I think we've seen again last week against Stoke, first half. You know, we really, really played well, and they were really the instigators of why we played so well in respect to the final third. Yeah, we have enough foot soldiers to make sure that we work hard and we keep it nice and solid. But we've got a little bit more quality now in the team.
Is James the sort of player that might be undervalued by people, that if he played for one of the, you know, perceived bigger clubs, he'd probably draw more attention?
I'm not so sure. I think we're talking about him. So he's obviously doing something right. No, but, you know, everybody's has known James for a long time. It's out there. But, you know, no one's come in for him. And at the end of the season, he actually was out of contract and went away for a bit without signing a new deal. So, we're pleased to have him back in. He's had a point to prove. And, you know, now I think him and Brunty realise that they're going to be at a football club where there's going to be more competition for their places, and that only enhances people's performances. Fingers crossed that'll keep them on their toes for the next couple of years.
Be okay if he keeps on scoring every week, mind you, because goals from midfield are priceless for you.
Well, we've done well this season in respect to spreading the goals. That's been very, very important to our success at the moment.
You enjoy going up against certain managers, you enjoy playing at certain venues. What do you make of going to the London Stadium, as it's now known, for the first time?
It's not the Olympic Stadium no more. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever. It'll be the first time I've ever visited there, and you know, I like Slaven. I think you know, he's done a good job there. Last year, obviously, was outstanding. This year, he's had a little bit to contest with, but he seems to have you know, washed that away now. And the mojo's back, and they're playing well. And it'll be a tough game for us.
There is a perception that it's been slightly harder for them having a new home ground. That the home advantage has been a bit less than it used to be at Upton Park.
I think it takes time to settle in to a new home. Everybody needs that little bit of time. So it's not a surprise to me.
You're pretty close to having to set a new target now, because 40 points is only four away.
Let's get to the 40 points and then ask me that question.
Same old boring answer, Pulis. We've got the top six, and then there's the rest of you. Is your aim this season to be the best of the rest?
Well, I think Everton are in, you know, in that little group as well at the top of the table. And then obviously we've got you know, clubs underneath us at the moment who might be looking at the fact that they've underachieved a little bit, Pat. And there's still, you know, 14 games to go. There's a lot of points to play for. So, you know, we'll continue doing what we do and hopefully pick up enough points and, you know, to give us a good opportunity to finish as high as we can.
If you did, though, surely even you would be chuffed at that, being best of the rest.
No, I'm chuffed now. You know, I think we've done absolutely fantastic to get the points that we've got now. I'm really pleased. I think we've played well in periods of most games, Pat. And when we've had to be resilient, we've been resilient. There's only been a couple of games I've been disappointed with this season. A few at the beginning, and obviously Tottenham murdered us. And I was the first one to say that after the game. So, yeah, you know, the players have worked really hard.
And Pulis the Roundhead has presided over some cavalier football.
Yeah, no, don't tell too many people that, Pat. don't want to ruin my reputation.
Well, as the tough pragmatist who loves grinding out a 1-0.
Well, you do the best you can with what you've got, and that's always been my philosophy, coming from a very, very hard working class area. I don't moan and groan about what I've got. I just get on with it and I get the best out of it. And, you know, I've been here now 2 years. We've managed to improve certain areas. We've brought a few players in, got rid of quite a few. And it takes time, Pat, to build anything in life. It takes time if you're going to build it on solid ground. And we're nowhere near what I want yet. And there will be, as sure as eggs are eggs, you know, a period this season where we will have a poor run of games. I'm absolutely convinced about that. But it still won't change my view on what we should be doing in the summer and what we should be doing in the future.
Does it really never bother you, the perception of you as a manager?
Pat, do me a favour. I'm the luckiest man alive. I'm in professional football. I'm 59 years of age. I came in when I was 15, 16 years of age. I'm still in the game, in this fantastic game. Whether you're a player, a coach, a manager, to be involved in a sport that you absolutely love, it's just, it's just a dream, Pat, and every day that dream continues, and every day that it does, I feel more, blessed than I did the previous day.
Is this the best bunch of players that you've managed?
No, I wouldn't say that yet. I've managed some good teams and some good players, and good players at different levels as well, Pat. I've been very fortunate to manage at the lowest level and all the way through to the Premier League. And I've had some really, really good dressing rooms and good teams. And, I think people forget, about the 4 years that I had at Priestfield and the exceptional work that the players did there and the staff, to turn a club around, getting 1,500 people a week, to taking it, in the fourth year to Wembley and taking 38,000 people to play against Man City. That was a wonderful achievement and wonderful, wonderful players in that dressing room. Great spirit. And, if I've had a bit of time somewhere, Pat, I think I've always put something in place that when I've left, it's always been, people have always appreciated what I've done.
As was the case at Stoke, does it still rankle you that Saïd Berahino and Mark Hughes said at the weekend that they didn't really know why he wasn't being played at West Brom?
Well, I think that, the fact that now everybody understands that, Saido had been banned for taking, drugs. For Saido and Hughes to say that when they actually knew the facts was really disappointing, I think, to John Williams and to the football club. And we were disappointed with that. Having said that, it was a sideshow. The most important thing, Pat, was the game on Saturday. We certainly didn't, and I certainly didn't lose the fact that the most important thing was to try and get the 3 points against, a club that I hold very, very dearly to my heart, and, the opportunity to come against Peter Coates and John and, the Coates family, will always be special for me. And to win the game and to win it the way we won it, was absolutely fantastic. And, I'm now as concerned on a Friday with West Ham as I was with Stoke. And that's all in my mind, Pat, is can we get away? Can we find a way to beat West Ham? And that's my life.